The post 14 Jamestown Eagles pick up a pair of dominant victories yesterday against the Bismarck Senators at Jack Brown Stadium. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. Jamestown's post 14 Eagles had early offense in game number one that transitioned into game number two as they defeated Bismarck 9-4 and 23-0 in three innings. The Eagles scored all nine of their runs in the first four innings during game one behind a solid outing on the hill from Ty Munson, who went four innings and allowed just one earned run. Jacoby Nold put Jamestown ahead in the first with an RBI single. Nold would have a very good day at the plate for Jamestown, going 2-for-4 in game one with two runs scored and a double. Jamestown finished with 10 total hits in the first game, two errors defensively, and left seven runners on base. Jackson Walters went 2-for-4 and scored two times, and the offensive barrage continued into game number two for Jamestown, leading the Eagles to another victory and moving their overall record to 4-2 on the year and 4-0 in the West. Walters led the way in game number two by going 4-for-4 with two RBIs and two doubles, and Brooks Roldson was 3-for-3 in the second game with three runs driven in. Carson Orr earned the victory on the hill in game number two by tossing three scoreless innings and also driving in two runs. Jamestown putting up 23 runs against the Bismarck Senators in just two innings at the plate. They scored 19 runs during the bottom of the second inning, and the game ended after the top of the third. 23 runs on 13 hits for Jamestown yesterday. More post baseball comes your way on Friday as Jamestown hosts Williston at 5:30. You can hear that game on Jamestown 107.1. Stay up to date with everything happening in local sports, always live at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.